Episode 3315, Seek to Serve.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. I cannot even believe it. Like, where does the time go? Can you believe we're almost to the end of February, let alone the end of the week? Well, take a deep breath. It's time to seek to serve. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, I don't really know where you're at, but something tells me that you're looking forward to spring. Something tells me you are ready for winter to be over. And something tells me you really would like a little pick-me-up. Because sometimes we just get tired. And oftentimes we get wrapped up in all of our own stuff that we forget about those around us. And even when we're feeling just kind of out of sorts, if we seek to serve, a smile finds you. And let me tell you, friend, a smile looks good on you. Yeah, see, there you go. Turn up those corners. You got it. However, we don't do it, do we? We don't. Just for the fact that it's easier to hang out with misery than serve others in need. Yet today is a new day. You get to change your actions and take aim. Action ignites motivation. Seek to serve. So what does your day look like? How far into your day are you? Because I don't know about you, but when you start your day, do you begin to already pray and ask God for guidance and saying, place in my path whom I am supposed to serve? Because if we are not asking, if we are not searching, if we're not looking, we're not going to find. Because you only find what you look for. And if you're looking for that misery, oh, you're going to find it. You're going to stay stuck there. I mean, it's like, I don't know, it's like honey with a little bit of brown sugar and super glue. Doesn't that sound delicious? Probably not so much, but it becomes so comfortable. That super glue kind of is the bubbles in the honey, you know, and the honey makes it feel a little bit sweeter and smell a little bit better. And that brown sugar is like, ooh, goodness, pillowy. I know, it's just all in the mind, right? But I want to paint a picture for you. Because a lot of times we are sitting here and we are accepting the misery that we're in because it's easy. We don't want to work hard. We don't want to change something. We don't want to change our attitude. We don't want to change the lenses that we're seeing. I ran into a gentleman yesterday out of the blue. I'm at a conference still in Nashville. Been here, it seems like forever. And it's been fabulous. But this gentleman found me. I was not the only one around, but for some reason, I had my big sign that said, come ask me questions. I can serve you. And I was like, okay. And I am not from here. However, I visit often. And so I know enough to be dangerous. Well, anyway, the gentleman comes up to me and says, excuse me. And I said, yes, sir. And he said, what is this all about? Tell me what this conference is. And so I went through the whole conversation. He goes, really? He goes, well, I'm here actually with another conference and I'm a videographer and I just see all of these cameras and lights and I see microphones and I see all these people, some dressed up, some not. I see people like me. And he goes, how cool. He goes, how come I didn't know about this? And I said, I don't know. So then we continued to talk about 15 to 20 minutes later. And we're going to connect. And he goes, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. And it was in that moment that I realized this was a guy who was here from out of town. He wasn't from the local area. I asked him specifically. And he came in for the shoot just for the day. But he was walking around and he was curious. But for whatever reason, nobody had a face of service where he felt comfortable to come up to and ask. Except for some reason I did at that moment. And there were other people around. Now, it was a little bit calmer at this time. It was getting close to dinner time, so a lot of people were going and getting ready for dinner or already at dinner. And so I was just kind of waiting for another couple. And it was just so interesting. And I thought, wow, if we just look. And I could have been one of those people who just sat on my phone and had my head down the whole time. But I didn't. I was paying attention. I was being observant to my surroundings. As people walked by, I would smile at them. Now, I'm not saying I do it all the time well. But I do make a purposeful, conscious effort to seek to serve. What about you? Now, again, I'm not doing it right all the time. I fall. And I have to remember, oh my goodness, I've got to be willing to relinquish what I'm holding on to, because yeah, that honey and brown sugar and super glue. Oh, I don't even know why I put the super glue in there, but it just sounded, well, anyway, we'll go with it. You'll never forget it. In fact, you might try that concoction on something. It might be delicious. Don't eat it though. I'm telling you, do not eat it. It's not for consumption. So what can you do to serve? How can you serve your spouse? How can you serve a stranger? Like I did, James. Hey, James. It's great to meet you. How can you serve your colleagues? How can you serve your kiddos? How can you serve your community? What about your church? When you seek to serve others, your hurt begins healing. When you seek to serve others, your anxious thoughts calm. When you seek to serve others, your worry dissipates. When you seek to serve others, your pain begins to lessen. The grip of gripe is released slowly, making room for hope. Don't you want to release what you really should not be holding on to, the CRAP, the challenges, the rejections, the adversities, and the pain? And in order to do that, you can do it by serving. Going beyond your own lenses, going beyond your selfishness. And yes, we are all that. Now, sometimes we're better than that, but we have to be willing to make it an everyday conscious decision to say, what can I do? Lord, put in my path who I'm supposed to serve. Make that divine appointment. And it's not easy, and sometimes, honestly, it's not fun. But let me tell you, it's an adventure. And you know what an adventure does? An adventure puts a smile not only on your face, but in your heart. So go beyond what you feel. Seek to serve. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.